Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode here at Holding Down the Fort. It's Thursday, and if you've been following the show in chronological order, then you'll know that Thursdays is a good palate cleanser from our entrepreneurial stories to talk about employment stories. And, you know, all this in spirit of sharing motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. So for Thursdays, if you do not know by now, I have taken a step back from interviewing to feature replays of my husband's live show so that you all can understand that it genuinely takes a village to run a business, to run a show. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you all to see the partnerships that we're so fortunate to have, such as with Mike Wallace, who is the CEO of Blue Water Advisors. So let me give you a little preview into this conversation today. Scott and Mike talk about the importance of research before making big career moves. So Scott and Mike talk about networking strategies for military retirees who are seeking employment opportunities. They share tips such as one-on-one conversations, how to be relevant in a desired field, not settling for less, and how to research potential employers or opportunities before making decisions. Also, in this conversation, Scott and Mike touch on retirement planning workshops and helping members make informed survivor benefit plan decisions. If this is your first episode listening to our Thursday recordings, let me remind you that these are replays that had been done months ago. If you actually enjoy these replays, you can subscribe to our US Vet Wealth YouTube channel where Scott and Mike do live shows. They actually conduct these in real time, and you could be part of the group chat. You could even potentially be invited to be a guest on the show to talk about career progression for military retirees seeking employment in post-military life. You know, the purpose of sharing this is one, to get a palate cleanser from the entrepreneurial stories by learning about employment tips and tricks for post-military, and two, for you to see my other half, not my better half, I'm the better half. Just kidding. So you can see the work that my husband does and his style of hosting a show, because I do it via podcasting. He does it via live streaming. And it's my hope that you'll get some golden nuggets out of those conversations. All right. Well, with that said, hope you enjoy this talk with Scott and Mike, Scott, my husband, and Mike Wallace. And I will talk to you all in the post commentary. So enjoy watching or listening. And again, this is available on our YouTube channel, which you can get in the show notes of this episode. All right. Enjoy.
We are live. So welcome back to another episode of Take a Knee Tuesdays with Mike Wallace. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing good, Scott.
I'm an Army guy. What is Tailhawk?
Like, what's so, going on? Well, it's an organization in and of itself. It's comprised of naval aviators, typically, right? Those individuals that have spent some time or a lot of time, right, of their lives landing on and off of aircraft carriers, right? And they've kind of built an association out of this. So it's kind of a homogeneous kind of grouping, right? And we get together, and over the years, it's really turned into a professional gathering, right? You've seen them where there are, you know, defense industry, large and small, are out there.
Just Is it more for active duty?
It's a following all around. It's active duty. It's retirees, right? It's people that have been a part of that. It's a great brotherhood. It's a great way to stay current, right? And up to speed on what's going on in not only big Navy, but naval aviation as well, too.
So it is a networking event.
it's a means to come together. It gives leadership, you know, a platform to kind of, you know, share insights, challenges, you know, accomplishments, you know, over the previous year, right, to that audience, right? So it really has grown into just a great time to kind of get together, as you can imagine, right, to stay current and plugged in with everybody.
Do you think pilots could be treated it more like a network event, go into it a little bit more intentionally, maybe do some pre-networking on LinkedIn before showing up? Would that be good, or is that
too soon? No, it's an interesting dynamic, right? Now, having seen it on a different side, if you will, right? Spent a lot of time as a part of this organization on my active duty time. And now, you know, post, you know, career progression, transition, established on the other end, and now kind of plugging back into that organization and seeing it from kind of this vantage point. You know, this is going to be a different approach for Blue Water out, you know, at Reno in that event than what we've had in the last couple of years. This is our third year, Scott. And I'll tell you, before, you know, we had a small booth, you had a table, right? You've been at events like this before, right? And, you know, and you're looking to garner attention. And then, you know, you secure a small conference room where you're going to talk about the advantages of networking and how you want to start early and all of these kind of things. And what we found really over the last couple of years is that's not really the environment we think where people want to overtly have that conversation, right, as part of a big gathering. It's a war fighting. It's a, you know, we're getting plugged in. It's, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's not kind of, people I think are sensitive, and you can remember that wearing the uniform. You know, you don't really want to, although I don't think the Navy hides from this, right? We tell our individuals, hey, plan accordingly, right? Stay plugged in, get started early, right? When the time is right, you know, and you and your family and your Navy family decide it's time to transition, and there you go. But it's still not that environment where people want to kind of flock to that and do that, you know, in a large gathering. So our approach this year is going to be a little bit different. What we do find is that there is no shortage of people that want to have one-on-one discussions, right? They want to get together. They kind of want to like huddle up to the side of the bar, grab a cup of coffee or whatever it happens to be and have those conversations. Hey, what are you seeing? Hey, this is what I'm thinking. Hey, what are your thoughts on this, right? They want that interaction. They're hungry for that. And that's the trusted, you know, current, relevant, credible resource that we want to be for our membership, right? Mm-hmm. We're not a threat to retention. We're not there to entice anybody to leave before their time, right? We understand, you know, retention and the importance of that. But our approach is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be available, right? We're going to just kind of be out there as a resource. And we want to have those conversations, right? We just want to be available for individuals as they feel comfortable about talking.
Is the community that small where you kind of already know each other? Like this reminds me, my dad was being a football coach. They'd always go to the annual football coaches convention. And it was kind of like the old boys network. They'd meet up. Like, how big is the event? How many people show up?
Well, there's thousands of people that show up to this event, right? I mean, we'll fly out there tomorrow, get in Wednesday evening. But the event will really even start kicking off Thursday morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then it starts to wrap up Sunday and people kind of work their out. And, you know, and there are scheduled, you know, events, right? Leadership will come and speak. You know, you get updates on programs, how industry is engaged with the Navy and some of the things in naval aviation that they're doing. So it really has come a long way. It's a great venue. And plus, it's just a good time to kind of get together and see old friends. But then from our perspective, right, we want to be a resource available for those individuals that want to have these conversations, right? And we just want to be a trusted resource for them, right?
Yeah.
Be available in their timeline. So,
well, because this just makes me curious about, you know, we talk about all the time about military transition and networking and how to network. And an event that I don't even know if it's military, is Navy sponsoring this in any official capacity, or is it the organization itself isn't a direct affiliation, but obviously loose maybe?
No, it's Tailhook Organization is an organization in and of itself, right? Yeah. They are their own entity.
Like AUSA when they hold their...
Yeah, something similar like that, right? So they're headquartered down in San Diego and they've got their board and their membership comprised of some retirees, but some active duty as well to, you know, make that presence up. And the active duty Navy actually sponsors, you know, the event, meaning that they participate in it, right? There's a lot of active duty participation. You know, as you can imagine, people travel to this event. So, you know, permissive, you know,
TDY
travel is authorized and that kind of thing. You know, so it's a supported event, but it really has grown into just a great venue for, you know, those active duty and retired individuals to come together and to kind of really stay current on what's going on, right?
Yeah.
In the naval aviation business.
So for those that are going to an event like this, you know, I see it as an opportunity, you know, for someone who went through my own transition and I didn't know what networking was. And I mean, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Until probably even years afterwards, I've truly understood. And I started going to events, but I was going more to like marketing, entrepreneurship type events. But I started to get good at it in the sense that I wasn't going there to learn something as much as I was going there to watch what other people were doing who were clearly influencers and had something figured out I didn't. And when possible, I would try to catch who they were ahead of time. Usually it's from having gone multiple years in a row, you kind of get an idea. And then, hey, why not try to link up with these people ahead of time on LinkedIn and maybe just commenting on their posts or whatever. But then when you do see someone in person at the event, especially if you're going alone, I know you guys at this event probably know a lot of people already. You're expecting to run into people. But if you are going to a networking event like this alone, the ability just to find a friendly face can be a game changer. Because then you have someone to, you know, tag team and bounce around. And that way you're not just sitting in the, oh, let's go to this seminar. You're just listening to somebody else talk about something you might probably already know a lot about. And you don't have to feel stuck in the room because most of the action happens in the hallways between the events. And anyway, if you have any thoughts on kind of those types of strategies.
But
not for everybody, but for some people think, hey, I'm going here to network. Like I get this is an opportunity. Yeah. So one of these guys is going to have a job for me one day.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, and remembering back to when I was going to Tilhook, you know, still active duty, but knowing eventually your time is coming, that's absolutely going through, you know, the back of your mind, right? The value of this and kind of stumbling into this. But, you know, you've heard me say this before and, you know, not really a word of caution, but just to kind of raise it to a higher level of consciousness for our members, right? What I would advise them to do is don't relinquish your ability to drive your own outcome. And what I mean by that is a lot of individuals will make the rounds. You know, you're walking by defense industry tables, you know, government contractors. There's just like the showroom floor is enormous. And, you know, you're just kind of waiting for somebody to reach out and show an interest in you, right? And it's, you've heard me draw the analogy. It's like a third grader stepping out on the playground, right? And somebody says, hey, we'll take you to be on our kickball team. And all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I'm on your team, right? I mean, we like that kind of interaction from members and we encourage you to have that, but we want you to not fully relinquish, right? The outcome of where it is you may, you know, and that may be a great opportunity for you, but we encourage you to prove to yourself that that's a good opportunity. And that's what we want to bring to the table for our members, right? We've been at this now for, you know, going on 3 years, right? And I'll tell you, you know, we have hundreds of people that have been through the Blue Water program. Our network is enormous, right? We encourage you, you know, to have conversations with people in a networking informational fashion, right? So that our members can quantitatively and qualitatively assess whether or not that really is a good opportunity for them, right? Don't just wait for somebody to like you and make the decision for you. Convince yourself that it is a good fit. Convince that it's going to support your personal mission, vision, priorities, that this is going to line up. I mean, case in point, if you're hell-bent on staying in some area and a company reaches out to you and falls in love with you who has nothing to offer you in that area, that may not be, you know, such a great fit, right? For the obvious reason in that use case. You know, so there is a little bit of homework to do. And I think you called that out early, Scott, right? You know, go there, network, see what's out there, but don't relinquish your decision-making authority, right? You know, you ultimately are the best person to assess whether or not this is a good fit for you. And we can help in that regard. And we know that the urge to solve this is going to be huge, especially for those members that are within months, right, of stepping out. You know, I mean, you remember what it's like. Hey, you always had a set of orders 6 months prior before you were going anywhere. It was always solved. So, and in many instances, this is not going to be solved, but the urge to solve it is going to be there.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you're saying is, you know, take advantage of an event like this So you maybe this isn't the tailhook, isn't the specific one, but there's obviously all sorts of hiring events or ways to do that. And I actually have some other questions I want to come back to. But what they're trying, you know, often to do is they're going to, you know, pitch their product, pitch their service, or you know, pitch what it is they do to try to hire you. And that can seem like an almost an easy button sometimes, if it does seem like a good fit, like an obvious, hey, my resume matches your corporation, whatever. But maybe an event like this, if we're going in more open-minded, hey, I'm not just here to figure out, you know, what's going on in Navy aviation this year, but eventually just, hey, I'm just networking for whatever reason. Maybe it's helpful in active duty or post-military life, and just keeping an open mind and not gravitating just towards the thing that seems the most obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. Have an open mind, right? I mean, make those connections, meet people, but it doesn't have to at that juncture, right, be something that is solved definitively, right? I mean, and again, I think most of our members, you know, I love working with our members as they come through our career progression cohorts and where we talk them through this, right? It's like, you know, it really is, you know, an opportunity for them to kind of step back and go, what are those important things in my life that I want to preserve and build that box, right? These are my priorities. Now, what opportunities are going to allow me to preserve what I just said, you know, as part of my personal mission, vision, priorities, and look at that relationship. And then, you know, share these opportunities with your inner outer circle, right? Hey, I'm getting ready to kind of pursue this. You know, you go to your inner trusted circle and say, hey, what do you guys think about this? And we often kind of get, you know, the head tilt and people like, well, Mike, I'm the one getting the job. I don't care what anybody else thinks. And I'm like, hey, you know, we're going to give you a little pushback on that, right? I mean, because what we find is often, right, sometimes our inner circle, even our outer circle, those trusted agents that we're with often really have better insight onto who we are, right? Maybe then we're willing to admit to ourselves. And so that's valuable feedback, right? That's absolutely valuable feedback. And so that's important. Now, whether or not you act on it, you're the voting member, right? You get to make the decision, but we still want people to assess it, right? So, you know, these events are great for meeting new people, seeing what's out there, understanding superficially some companies that you're enamored with their brand. You're enamored with kind of like the logo and kind of what they're about. We encourage you to take that a little bit deeper, right? Look in there. How does the company generate its revenue? Is it a healthy company? What's the industry? What's the environment like? Is this place growing? Is it not growing, right? Are they going through hard times? And, you know, recently we've seen tech companies go through massive layoffs. Look at the financial industry right now. I mean, Citibank, Chase Morgan, right? They're letting people go, right? We're talking to lots of members that have went all in, who have moved places, and now they've been there less than a year, and they're kind of being caught up in this, you know, downsizing.
Oh, wow. So okay.
You got to look before you jump, right? And we absolutely think there's value in doing it. Now, in a little bit, it's a news flash for everybody. You know, this new phase of your life, nobody's writing you orders. You don't have a placement officer. You don't have a detailer. You don't have a community manager. You have nobody looking at the landscape, right, for you and your next move. That's all on the member. And for some members, that's helpful to hear that. They're like, man, you're right. Like, there was a lot done for me before. Now the responsibility is mine to make sure it's a good environment that I'm pursuing.
Yeah. And I think what you talk about with the inner outer circle, they're a safe space, you know, to feel more comfortable with networking, whether you know people there or not already. You're always have somebody to bounce an idea off of. And at those particular events, yeah, maybe the industry there, again, not necessarily job hunting, but just building your network, might be industry related. At some point, not everybody has these types of groups. Like, sure, as Academy graduates, there's some events I've gone to in the past. There's a West Point Entrepreneurs group. Yeah, it's a small group. Yeah. And it's mostly real estate investors and private equity people. But
something similar, right? It's kind of a like-minded group, safe space. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have a handful of people in there now that, you know, when I see them either online or in person in different spots, yeah, it's somebody to kind of bounce ideas off of. So I just encourage people, whatever it is that you could, maybe it's not even military related. If you have some sort of association, like maybe with like Tom Welsh, you know, the lawyers, they're probably not a military lawyers. There's not enough of them to have a whole event for it. But obviously there's going to be civilian events.
Sure.
Go to these things.
Don't get sucked up
into them. That's another problem with some of these events. But
all these government contracting companies, all these defense industry companies, you know, they all have corporate counsel. They all have people, you know, with legal backgrounds that have to review contracts and these kind of things, and that check compliance, right, and branding, all these kind of things, right? I mean, they're not void of the need of those skill sets. Same with, you know, logisticians, you know, backgrounded individuals. I mean, they need all kinds of people who run companies. In fact, I talk to members, I go, hey, Sentara Medical is a great, you know, growing industry and company here in the Hampton Roads area. And I go, wow, Mike, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't, you know, I don't have any kind of that medical background. I'm like, you're missing the point, right? These companies, they don't need any more people to shove needles in people's arms, right? They've got enough of that. They need people to lead those individuals, lead those teams, process improvement, quality, project managers, program managers, right? Process improvement engineers, right? Real estate, right? They're building buildings, man. They need people to step in and oversee that effort, right? It's a big business. Takes a whole lot more than just doctors and nurses to run that place.
Yeah. We obviously gravitate towards the defense industry and government jobs, but both those things are way bigger than we realize. Exactly. And, but, you know, I found the most use for me personally to do the whole, like, take off my uniform, you know, who is Scott Tucker without, you know, a rank, or I went to this school, or I have this job title, I have this sort of certification, you know, go into some of those kind of outside the box, at least from a military perspective, call them self-development or marketing workshops, seminars. Sometimes they're kind of flashy or whatever. Again, it depends which one you go to, but you're going to see stuff completely different for what people do, you know, for a job, a career. A lot of startups show up at these things, and you can start to talk to, imagine talking to more small businesses and getting some insight, and, you know, who knows who you meet, but I think just have new perspectives on other industries, especially in this time where things are changing drastically.
Oh, rapidly too. Yeah.
With technology and stuff.
Yeah. And that's a great segue too. You know, so let's talk about this last weekend, right? That's another event that you're starting to get your foot in the door on, right? I mean, kind of brick and mortar approach. What did you and Jen think about it, man? And for the audience out there, right, I'll just let you give the brief synopsis. Many people are aware of it, maybe some not.
But. Yeah. No, well, we just held one of our first local, at least. We've done these in the past in person out in San Diego, but not for this specific topic and to do a workshop.
Have you done one here in the area? I don't remember if you, maybe you did.
Not an in-person one. Okay. I've done everything online, right?
Yeah.
And so, but we're always kind of testing ideas on, hey, how do you solve this survivor benefit plan decision problem?
Yeah.
And the struggle that we have as, you know, solution providers or educators or whatever you want to call it, is that while everybody seems the same, and the assumption is we're all the same rank, we're retiring at this terrace, we know what the numbers are, and yet everybody has a completely different mindset or approach to finances and a different level of understanding of just finances in general. And so we kind of get stuck in that, oh, I got to go learn more type of approach. And it feels like, hey, now I got to do more homework and stuff. And so what we're trying to do is, you know, make it simpler. Sometimes you need to have a workshop to crunch some numbers and show people how to answer the problem, you know, easier.
Yeah.
So to do that in person, we can get a lot better feedback. Obviously, we're going to present some ideas on what we do, but mostly we, you know, want to kind of plant roots here locally in Hampton Roads. Obviously, we think working with Blue Water, that gives an opportunity to, you know, create more of an extension of what you do for your day long seminar. I don't know what this ends up looking like. I mean, we were just talking this morning. I was like, maybe I do need, you know, half a day, and we could go a little bit deeper, you know, because if someone's going to come to an event, like to an event on a weekend or during a weekday, I guess it doesn't matter. You know, do you want to come to a lunch and learn? That's fine too. And that's how usually sales professionals, I mean, that's what I am. You know, technically we're all small business owners. You're trying to get someone in for a quick presentation to get them interested, but you don't want to waste their time or, you know, get them in. Or you don't want to waste your time either if they're not a good fit. And I don't know the right answer to that. We just want to try it. And we obviously want to, you know, do more in-person stuff. I'd like to do more and even talk about health to some component, because this whole SPP decision is a health problem, you know, in some regards. And the problem being that most retirees don't realize that they are healthier than the marketplace. And so therefore they can qualify for some better. But we also don't overwhelm. So anyways, the first session.
I thought it was a good discussion, Scott. I mean, it was good. And, You know, I'm not sure there's, you know, I know you and Jen, and we kind of talked about it briefly. Best done on the weekend, best done on the week. You know, I don't know. I don't know if there's a right or wrong decision. That might be one of those things where, you know, for the audience out there, for the memberships, like, hey, you know, chime in, tell us, you know, better for you on the weekend, better for you on the weekday, you know, or maybe it's one of these things where you offer two a month and you do one of each, right? To kind of capture
you
know, people's schedules. You know, I don't think there's a wrong answer to it, but I thought it was a good gathering and I thought the discussion was good. It's absolutely something that is a commonality for everybody who comes through our doors, right? Who's pursuing their next success. Eventually, they have to have the discussion in and around SBP. And I shared with you Saturday, right? Over a cup of coffee as I sat there listening to the message. My own personal experience, right? It was unenjoyable, right? It was a little bit, you know, the individual that was presenting this was just really pounding it hard. It was threatening. Hey, you guys need to do this. And if you don't do this, then you got to have your spouse sign this piece of paper and you got to bring it back to me. And it was just this kind of a little bit of this intimidation thing. And again, I confessed on Saturday, you've heard it before, but for our listeners, I would love to everybody to think that I made an informed decision. But man, I just was not warming up to the vibe that I was getting there. And I just said, I'm not doing this. And I just stepped away from it. That may or may not be the right decision for some people or everybody in the audience. Everybody's going to make their own decision. But I love your message, Scott, that you simplify this, right? You have the ability to break it down and really just get it into the small pieces. Hey, this is what this really is, and this is what it means.
Yeah, our goal is simply to help people make a more competent and confident decision one way or the other. And that's, you know, to hear what you've gone through or went through to make that decision, just felt stressed about it. And you made the kind of like, I don't feel comfortable about this. And so you said no, versus for most cases, people say, I don't know what to do. And so I say yes. And both of those situations, you know, are extra stressed.
Yeah, we're ill-informed decisions, right? They're both ill-informed, right?
Yeah. Right. And again, there is no right or wrong, but it's just unfortunate that that's getting lumped in when the priority is the job. For obvious reasons. So we just want to make it simpler. Hey, if that means coming down and doing it in person, one of the attendees said, hey, you know, we know you got all the videos and the books and stuff out there, but you know, some people want to have this conversation in person. So we understand that as well. And heck, you know, I'm even open to going on a roadshow with this. It just depends on which best to share the message. But no, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate you coming. I mean, honestly, I was just excited to have you see a little bit more about actually what I do. I've been to a couple of your workshops, so I'm excited to expand this more and find different topics and stuff to talk about or different ways to approach it. So,
well, absolutely love that. I love what you and Jim are doing. Keep your shoulder into it, right? There's, you know, members definitely need to have you as a resource, right? And it's a good message. And so I definitely appreciate your partnership on the Blue Water side, right? Because I know our members are going to have these questions. You know, we can reflect on that, you know, myself and our career progression, you know, consultants, Steve Wieman, John Malfitano, Fred Smith, Jim Webb, these guys, they all went through it. They can absolutely speak to this, but it's not mainstream to our message, right? And I love having you as a resource and a partner where we can just say, hey, this is my personal experience, but you know, I've got a resource that I really want to plug you in with, you at US Vet Wealth, right? Where you can have that analytical, mathematical discussion, right? On what this is and figure out, is this the right decision for you or not, right? And so, yeah. So thank you for all of that, Scott. We love it.
No, I appreciate it. Well, Mike, I know you got to hit the road tomorrow. Yeah. So you probably got a lot of packing to do. So we can cut it a little bit shorter today. But that was a good half hour. No, really, really kind of cool discussion on, you know, networking in person, you know, how to host events go to events. It's going to come up one way or the other. And I think everybody should be thinking about that from both sides of it. How am I going to participate when I go to an event? Because even that small group we had, that was a little networking event.
Absolutely.
Even amongst the spouses who came. So that's a little bit of a cool story because that adds up over time.
No, I love it. And I look forward to doing more of those, you know, with you. And it's exciting time. So thanks for what you guys do. We appreciate it.
All right. Likewise.
Look for us when we get back from Hook. We'll be back next week, right? And I think you or I are on for Thursday, I believe, instead of Tuesday next week. So
Yeah,
we'll track towards that, but I'll reach out. So
no, we'll definitely look forward to hearing kind of, yeah, it would be curious to hear your thoughts after we had this little discussion on the network. And since you're changing up your tactic a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see. Right. Yeah. I'll get to give you some feedback on it. And hopefully the listening audience out there, if you're headed out to Tailhook, that's you. Look for us. We'll be out there and happy to have some conversations.
Yeah. Go say hi. Go say hi.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Well, safe travels, Mike. And sure. Give our best to everyone on the team.
You bet I will.
All right,
Scott.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Everybody. See, yeah, we'll see you next time.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right. Hey, everyone. Glad to have you join me here in the post commentary. Honestly, I don't really have much to add right now. I just want to express gratitude for you all in listening to these episodes and getting a sneak peek into my world, particularly what my husband does for his YouTube channel and the partnership we have with Blue Water Advisors. I hope that for all of you who are, you know, transitioning and going through military retirement, that you get a lot of value from these conversations, tips and tricks to find employment opportunities. Scott and Mike are available on LinkedIn. You could also check out Blue Water Advisors' website. All that contact information you can get in the show notes of this episode. If you want more from us, you can also become a member for free on our portal at holdingdownthefortpodcast.com/portal. You'll also get access to my private podcast, Inside the Fort, where it's my candid commentary on my journey so far and just sharing anything that tends to come up when people reach out to me. A common thing that people reach out to me for is podcasting advice. And so I provide all that for you for free. I bring you into my conversations with my consulting clients. I mean, they're not really clients because I offer it for free. I offer podcasting advice for free, provided that I get to record it for you, for the listener who wants to join Inside the Fort. So if you are interested in podcasting or entrepreneurship or just me and my life and what my husband and I do, all of that's available inside the fort. So once again, the website is holdingdownthefortpodcast.com/portal. Thank you so much for listening or watching, and I will see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.